What's up, everybody? You know what it is, another episode of Hell's Kitchen here on our Food Competition Weekly. It's Black Jacket time, and my girl is gone, but I'll get over it. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Fire! Fire!
I'm just gonna make up my own dance.
That's lackluster.
Whatever.
Don't hit on my dance.
I enjoyed it. There we go with the
light. There we go.
Can't drop it like it's hot, but I lay it like it's warm.
What? See, this is my. I can do this. This crap right here. No, never.
It's this.
Never with the nasty little pointy finger guns. Anyway, what's up, everybody? You know what it is. Your boy Lim Gonzalez here. Hell's Kitchen. It's about to go down. We're getting down to the wire. You can find me at The Poet Saint on all social media platforms. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited because my girl is back. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only irreplaceable Robin McSweeney. Hey!
What's good? Hey, with the applause.
Yes,
thank you. I'm happy to be back. The last time I was here, was the night of my car accident. Yeah. So
we did give you a shout out.
I was
last
like
week.
Feeling a little karmarific coming, and I was like, maybe I shouldn't come. Mm-hmm. But I'm so happy to be back. Robin with the V, McSweeney here. You can find me at B Stays Busy on all media.
And she's still staying busy, trust.
I'm hobbling around, you know what I'm saying?
Crutch, doing one dance crutch moves in and it. Stuff. It's all good. So we're going to start our show without even introducing Frank because why bother?
Like, I don't disagree.
Why even do it?
Let's not bring the show down already.
The shade.
I'll break it down soon enough.
Frank doesn't disappoint. That's all I got to say. It's just consistent.
Consistently bad.
It's all good. It's all good. I swear he is a brother because he will not make it on time ever.
Oh, he's always on that CP time.
Always CP time. Yeah.
So I want to make sure I fit on the panel.
Yeah. Oh, Robbie, you going to let him do that? You going to let him get
I'm
away with that?
I'm category other. So, I check the other box.
So do I, but still.
You do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then what are you talking about?
Exactly.
See, I tell you, I bring the show down already.
What do you mean, you people? You
hosts. Okay. You hosts.
Oh, it's going to go left. Let's get into the show before it goes all the way. It's just MLK Day, guys. Come on, guys. All right. So we knew that we were going to get into Black Jackets. and so we start off the show, the show was started with Quick Change Artists, which I've seen before.
Man, don't you love America's it? Got Talent? Yeah. Like, they do the same dumb routine. It was cool the first time, but this is like probably like the 10th time I've seen it. Like,
stop it. It's almost like your boy Jeff Dunham.
Yes. I was thinking that same thing. It's like, I feel like if you were to go see them in Vegas, like this would be it. And then it's like you pay like $80 and $100 to go see that. And then you're like, now
you're
what?
Done. Yeah.
Now what do you got for me? And I still got like 58 minutes left on the clock.
Right. Well, I mean, I thought it was not cool per se, but I thought it was dope how the whole thing introduced the Black Jackets, how they went to the Black.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool. That part was cool.
It was magical.
I could have done without like all the different, like, okay, it's another dress. Okay, whatever. But that part was cool. The
but
whole
you
introduction
could tell she like lost a lot of weight through the whole transition. Like she just seemed a little bulkier in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Beginning with all the clothes.
Absolutely.
I was like, you're not fooling nobody.
Yeah,
girl.
Come on now. This is the oldest trick in the book.
You know, Lem, I mean, it's been so long since Robin's been here.
Yes.
I just wonder, like, since you've been watching the show, but I don't know how to talk about it, are you surprised by who's down here to the final seven?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Especially Robin.
Robin.
Like, Robin is the biggest improvement. Mm-hmm. Like,
Who was that? Oh, my gosh.
That's how I feel. Yeah. Like, that's how big of a transition
like
it was.
Like someone scared you.
Like, oh, my gosh. I couldn't even be mad at it.
Yeah.
I was very proud.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, Elise, of course, you know, that's the homegirl. But I was just seeing so much attitude. And I feel like that was distracting her. I feel like that was clearly distracting her. Because she was too busy worrying about, like, it's on, I'm coming for you. All these type of things. And sometimes, you know, karma is it's best served on a cold platter. So I just kind
of. Or in a lobster sack.
Sack, the poopity sack.
We'll get into that. I agree with you. I think the biggest improvement, obviously, is Robin. And we even had, I think it was Jennifer that we had on the show. And she said, Robin's actually a great cook. Like, you know, we see her, especially early on, she seemed to not do well. She was moved over to the blue team.
Yeah, it was a lot of frazzle-mcdazzle.
Yeah, exactly. Which she did improve, and I think that was good that she did move there, because I think if she stayed on the red team, I think she would have got eliminated, like, a while ago.
Oh, yeah. They would have definitely had her gone.
So,
I also feel like there's a point here tonight where they're talking about, like, the good people. Like, good people got to win. The bad people got to be out. Yeah. I feel like I always kind of dislike it when any kind of reality competition gets to, like, the good people need to win this game, right. Not the bad people. I was like, when it gets to that point, I'm like, I check out.
Well, it's obviously that was.
I mean, but you make your own bet too.
That was against Elise. And Elise, rightfully so, Elise was not trying to make friends with anyone. Elise was Elise. She was, you know, she felt like it was her against the world.
Which it was, and which it is with everyone in the competition.
She did put herself in that position, though.
Like that's what I was saying. It was just, like, kind of sucky because I'm like, no, keep your head in the game. I feel like every moment she would give her energy to was taking her away from the energy of focusing on her craft.
On her food.
Yeah.
And it caught up with her in this episode.
Absolutely.
I think, for sure.
Well, because some people come into a game and they're like, yo, I'm going to make friends. I'm going to make friends and get far.
Right.
And other people are like, I'm just here to play the game. And I feel like this is one you see, like, if you're just here just to play the game, it can kind of come back to bite you a little
bit. It can, depending on how you play the game. If you're going to play it, like, kind of...
Well, the only difference, I think, with this type of reality show is because you see other shows like Survivor or like MTV's The Challenge, which I'm a big fan of. It's like making friends or making alliances is the term usually used. Is that if you do that, it'll help you get far.
That usually works.
Usually works. But I think with Hell's Kitchen, you could be in alliance with someone and never get voted in. And Chef Ramsay could be like, you go home because you sucked or thinks you don't deserve to be here. So,
but if you're good and get an alliance, then you're good.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's always better because then you're not in front as much. But we've seen people go in front and keep coming back, and end up getting very far. So it's I don't know if it plays so much in this particular type of show. But either way, she was not in any alliance. She tried one with Jennifer, which Jennifer just quickly was like, I'm out.
Skirt.
I'm done. Here you go.
Like once black jackets got on the table, it was like, well, we're done. Yeah. We're done being pals now at this point.
Yeah, all bets are off. Speaking of black jackets, so it was only 5 black jackets that was going to go out. So not one, but 2 people were going to get eliminated.
Right.
And so the whole thing, it was going to be instead of a dinner service type thing, there was 3 challenges that he set up and basically had 2 people win each time until it got to the last 3. And then 1 person got out of that. So
I like this format better than doing like the first 4 get out and then the last 3 have to do like a dinner service. I just like that. I like this just being all just a little mini competition based.
Yes.
It was intense.
Yeah. It was very intense.
It was so intense.
And I agree with you, Frank. I did like it this way. I don't remember them doing it like this to get into black jackets. They've done some of these like Taste It, Now Make It.
Right.
You know, some of those things before and other challenges. But to do it like this in succession, I thought this was really dope.
We can keep this way.
Yeah, for real. So speaking of, first challenge was Taste It, Now Make It, which obviously you got to have a good palate to do this. And so you basically, the dish is made, Chef Ramsay has it out, everyone goes in, tastes it, looks at it, you know, tries to figure
inspects
out
it.
Exactly what is in the dish. You try to make it, duplicate
all these
it.
Fingers.
Double
dipping.
Like, Robin was doing like the back of the fork.
Right.
She's always like sucking on the back of that fork.
She was doing some interesting things. I was like, Robin, come on now.
Wonder, like in a competition like that, like how, I feel like it's been way too long. Mm-hmm. Trying to analyze every little component of that, I would probably like run out of time at the back end of actually making it.
It's difficult. And then, too, it's like so many things I think are very similar. Tasting,
right.
I mean, even looking, because like we saw white and green. So a lot of people misconstrue those because how many vegetables are white? How many vegetables are green?
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So it comes down to taste.
Plus the red team was at a complete disadvantage because you already saw them on the palate challenge.
Really
like,
bad.
Crash and burn.
Really bad.
So that wasn't gonna work.
Right. The good thing is, at least everybody picked the right protein, which was sea bass. And then When it came down, the purees and the hashes, they
that's
were
when
all
it got
over there,
real,
all over the place. Well, the hash had 5 different ingredients in it. Like, that's quite a bit. And to try to pick and choose all of those, I mean, you have to be, your palate has to be very strong.
Yeah.
Speaking of my girl, Elise, we saw the first of many downward spirals with her this, oh my gosh, I hate saying this, with this night. Man, I wanted her to be there longer. But she was like, when everyone made their dishes, she's like listening. She's like, so what did you make? And she's like, I mean, it could have been editing too, I think, some part of it. But I think she was struggling listening what she made. And I think in the whole, this whole entire, all three of these challenges, she was in her head so bad.
It was nerves for sure.
She was in her head. Like, even when, like, the camera would pan to her face, she just looked worried and scared and all of the above.
She gave, Elise, you gave me the most anxiety this last episode just watching you. And I was just like up and down with you.
Yeah, this is the worst I've seen her. Because normally she's very confident. Team challenges, when it comes down, like when they have
the bounce back challenge, queen.
Exactly. She is very confident. Even when they had that last, the one where someone got eliminated at the end, our boy, it was Gio, got eliminated. She was even confident then. Like, and she was just usually, like, oh, I got this.
And that usually works for her.
Right.
That usually
right.
works for her. No, that's she never was, been an issue either.
She was super,
when it comes to her
super
performing.
Shook. Super shook. And I don't know if it was, you know, the fact that black jackets were on the line and two she people were getting eliminated, but she was not in her element whatsoever.
So as you're watching this first time, Lem, and she doesn't make it in the first round, she mm-hmm. has to go back into the second round, mm-hmm. are you like, don't worry, my girl's got it?
Absolutely.
I was shaking in my boots.
I figured when she, I didn't see her getting the first challenge, I was like, second one easy. Second one's going to be easy.
That is not how I thought at
so,
all.
So, and then
just from the facial expression,
I was like, the third one, she's got it. I mean, I was a little worried on the end, but the thing was, she made that fatal error on that second challenge. I think if she didn't make that fatal error, she probably would have got through because her dish looked great, but he didn't even get a chance to taste it.
Yeah.
He didn't even, he's like,
he was just
nope,
expectant.
You got boo-boo on your plate, so I'm not even eating
you
that.
You get a boo-boo sack.
Right. Not even touching that. Not even touching that. But yeah, it was, I was surprised who got out first. Were you surprised who got out first? Millie.
Yeah,
I wasn't for some reason because the last few weeks he's been on he's been on point.
But I feel like he's either really high or he kind of crashes and burns.
Right.
And so to have him, I'm not surprised that he got, because he has his high points.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel
but every time he's so sure about something, like, he pulls through when he's like absolutely sure.
Mm-hmm. He was sure about the
like,
Lemesco.
It's convinced, yeah. But he was also sure. I think. Well, I don't know if it was the challenge before something. He did the oysters really perfect, but he just forgot an oyster.
Forgot one.
But he did them right. Perfectly. Mm-hmm. Literally every single thing was perfect,
and he was
and
actually
he was
the,
sure that he did
was
it perfectly.
The first one that actually got to go to the back room.
Yeah.
On that challenge as well.
Yeah, and so I just, whenever he's convincing, I don't doubt him.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he's not sure, he's just kind of like, yeah, you know, I'm good, I can burn. Yeah, but when he's like, no, y'all about to watch this.
Right.
I'm all like, yes, I'm about to watch this.
He was very sure about I like how he did the little switcheroo, he put the cauliflower out there.
Yes,
so no
him out.
That was funny.
Yo, the strategizing is amazing. It was immaculate.
Funny. But no, he had the Romesco down, and he was the only one that got the green vegetable correct.
Green and the white. Michelle did the white asparagus.
Yeah, she did the white asparagus. He got the green. Michelle and Millie both got white asparagus.
White, yeah, but he got
but he's
the green,
only one that got the green
white
with the Romesco.
And the protein.
So he was the first one to get a black jacket, and then it came down to the hash. And so Benjamin and Nick got 4 out of 5 hash ingredients. And then it came down to Nick because his, you know, was better. So first two out were Nick and Millie. So the second challenge is claim your ingredients under the 5 domes. So this was interesting. And this is why I really thought that Elise was going to get it, because she was first
every single time. Every
and she was looking,
time.
And you saw, like,
and by the time they came, she was
yeah,
like, walking
she was already,
back, like,
right. She already had, so I'm like, she has the best of all the ingredients. She's going to get this. This is nothing. She's got this.
The way she, like, just claimed that lobster is hers. Like,
yeah.
Hands off.
Yeah. No, she had everything.
A few times you hear, like, move.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Oh, the first one, she's like,
don't push.
Don't push.
Like,
don't push. She was like, all in the middle. She had her arms bowled up. I was like, I heard Little Chris throw them bowls. Like, I literally, like, was like, yo. She is not, because this is her thing. Like, she's very aggressive, as we know. Yeah. So I'm like, this is her challenge to get. She was the first every single time. She would be over there stirring something, and he'd be like, all right, he'd walk over, and she'd look over, and then as soon as he lifted it up, she was there. Grab it.
So, it really was like cartoons when they take off running, right, like dust, right, a little smoke.
You know what it kind of remind me of? Do you remember that game, Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Yeah.
That game was so dope. I love that game.
You should try the human-sized ones. I've been seeing. Yeah.
Where's that at?
You make it. You do it. Like, you put the person on, like, a skateboard.
Uh-huh.
And then they have, like, a laundry basket.
Uh-huh.
And then you have, like, a whole bunch of balls. So it's, like, three or four people.
Oh, really?
And someone's taking their legs, like, lawnmower.
Uh-huh.
And push them in. And they try and grab as many balls under their
That's
little...
That's funny.
It was the most funniest thing I've seen. Like, just us being hungry hippos. Like,
okay.
But anyway, shout out to Hungry Hippos.
Shout out to Hungry Hippos.
I did like how Michelle got so mad the second round when they knocked one of the ingredients off the counter.
Oh, yeah.
And she like made it feel like...
It was Michelle, right?
Yes, yeah, like, thanks for knocking this over, guys. Like, it was like it was deliberate. No, it was like...
Everybody was just grabbing.
No, it wasn't. I didn't think it was deliberate, but it was suck that she was the last one.
Yeah.
She had to go around and get it. But it was actually a good ingredient, I think, that she ended up picking up.
Yeah, it was,
because it was accidentally knocked over. So she grabbed, she was the last one. No one saw it because it was knocked over. So we get to this point. So we have basically everyone, you know, making their dish with the ingredients that they have, all five of them in 30 minutes. And so we had Robin, who had sea bass with sweet potato. She was kind of leery about the sweet potato and not know how that was going to work. Ben had a filet with truffles.
Mm-hmm.
I figured that was going to be bomb.
Yeah.
Filet with truffles, yes. Jennifer had chicken with potatoes, and she was talking about this was, you know, this was going to work. Michelle had a veal chop. And then Elise had this great lobster tail, but... And I was wondering because I was like, wait, what is wrong? Like, what is he looking at, you know, before they go to commercial?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what it would have been either.
And yeah, and she and it's and it's such
and I'm really
a
happy
flaw.
I've never experienced that.
Well,
before.
You yeah,
I'm really happy because
if you went to, yeah.
I thought maybe it was just something that was just gooey, but he mm-hmm. someone said you can't chew. It's not edible at all.
It's not at all. That's what they were saying. It's like not edible. It's like if you put, I don't know, like if you something you cut your hand, you know how they cut your hand and you blade over, like you can't eat that. Like that's not gonna happen.
Is it really like that serious?
Well, I'm saying it's not like edible. It's, you know what? Would you want to eat someone else's blood that's
no,
fell on? Exactly.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you see the food shows and like somebody like on Chopped or something and they bleed on it. It's like, you can't eat that. Like, they're not even going to touch it. Oh, there's blood on the plate.
What if somebody you were dating and you knew him really well?
Nah.
And you're like, no.
Blood?
No, yeah. I'm not. No. Absolutely not.
I don't even want your blood near me.
I don't care who it is. I don't know exactly.
I don't even want your blood near me.
No, I'm not even like if my child gets cut and I'm not even. Oh, let me no get away. Just here.
Get away.
Well, I mean, not get away.
Dad
Sorry.
Of the year
Sorry.
Goes to Lim Gonzalez.
First of all, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have any kids. Secondly,
we know why you don't have any.
I didn't mean get away. I meant like
get out.
Like,
yeah, get out.
Go get the alcohol.
Go back to your sunken place.
Go get the whiskey and come back to me.
And come back so I can help you out.
Oh, anyway, that's what you meant. All of that meant that.
You know what? Leave me alone.
Duly noted.
Anyway, as we were saying, he gets her, and hers is the last dish.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, she's got this. She's got this. And again, the poop sack, which we mentioned earlier, was left on the lobster. And he was just like, can't eat it. And she just, you saw it too, like her face just dropped.
Yeah.
He's like, look, I can't eat that. What is that?
Well,
what is
she
that?
She took a major L with
and
that
she
one.
Just looked and she was just like, oh my. She like, you could just see it just crumble because this is the second challenge. And you figure she's very confident with that lobster tail. She was super confident. He couldn't even taste it. So obviously she wasn't going to get that. She was out of it. And so it really came down to, what is it? Robin, Michelle, and Benjamin. And so Michelle and Benjamin ended up getting the black jackets.
I'll give it up for Michelle because he seemed to be really loving that. She did all those different spices
mm-hmm.
on that spice rubs on there, which, like as you were saying, like yeah, something she really doesn't tap to a lot in this competition is
right.
really going deep in the spices.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like he could not get enough of that dish.
He was loving it. He mm-hmm. was loving it. So it's down to the last three, and so it's Jennifer, Robin, and Elise, and these women had the cry fest. I thought they had just watched Beaches or some other very, very sad movie like Titanic or something.
I was crying with them.
Yo,
intense.
They were
what?
Like
bawling. You know.
They were bawling.
Robin, come on. You were like, no. Honestly.
I was,
I mean, yo, for real. Like, for real, like, Elise, yo, but Elise was literally, like, in the corner.
By herself.
Like this. Like, she was literally like this, like, had her face covered. Like, she was, they were so, and what was funny is, they did not care. Like, they did not care. Jennifer and Robin
were you
like,
sure they were all in the same room?
They looked like they were in the same, I mean, they were in the same vicinity. They weren't, I don't know. But
I was trying to figure out if they were in, like, if they could see each other because I felt like when Jen started whispering to Robin, I just felt like
I don't think she wasn't very close, but I think they could see her.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they could see her because if you looked at where, when they were panning to her, it was like the same type of setup. It was like that area when they kind of congregate and like do the, when they have to deliberate and stuff
the
like that. It was in that area. But yeah, Elise was going through it. Yeah, she was having a tough time. She was having a tough time. But they were all. But yeah, that's the point when you saw the alliance form. Even though it wasn't going to make any difference as far as who's going to win,
right? But then they started basically playing like, Frank's favorite bad person. Yeah. Good person.
The good people have to win.
They have to win.
Oh yeah.
Nice guys finished first this time.
What's wrong with that?
Because
it just makes it really corny. It just makes it. No, I get it. It makes it really corny.
It's like,
stop it. This is not a Marvel superhero movie.
The way Elise was painted to everybody, or the way she was acting, mm-hmm. or whatever the camera picked up and edited.
Right.
It just seemed like she was really mean to everybody.
Well, I think she was.
So I mean, can understand why they would be like, no, she doesn't deserve it. Like,
no, but I feel like when they say something like that, it comes down to all of a sudden they're making a very, to them, what seems like a very objective statement, but it's completely subjective.
True.
Just because you don't see that person as a good person doesn't mean that they aren't a good person.
True.
Just in this particular environment,
this is true.
You may not be seeing all the character traits. So all of a sudden, like, make these distinctions, like, oh, this is a bad person.
It was just for that moment and for that show and for that competition, Frank, okay? Elise was being evil to them. So they wanted to finish first.
Elise was not anyone's favorite person,
no,
by any means.
But I wasn't mad at her. But then I got mad at her. Like, the last couple of episodes, I was like, ooh.
Well, my thing has always been with Elise is that she was a strong chef. And I feel
very strong. But she's strong all over.
Right. And she didn't have, like, there was no turnoff valve with her. She was just like, what? Like, I mean, they could be in there cooking eggs, like,
but
for
that
themselves.
But you never had to think what she was wondering about.
Oh, no, she's going to tell you.
She's absolutely,
you don't need to worry about she thinks about you or what have you. Like, she just, and that's her thing. I think that she definitely wanted it. Like, I think she wanted it. Not saying anyone else didn't want it, but I think she wanted it really bad. Like, she really wanted that, and I think that was her way of coping. Like, that was her way is basically, I'm not going to be anybody's friends. I'm not going to be soft around nobody. No one is going to take advantage of me. I'm going to be strong. Do you see what I'm saying? And it was almost like a defense mechanism, as if, like, you see people and they lash out at you before you can lash out at them. It's like a defense thing. It's like, I'm going to hurt you before you hurt me. And I think that's what she was on. She's kind of put up this force field kind of sort of, and basically was like, I'm focused on what I'm doing.
Well, that's a really good point. Why do you think it folded at the end then? Just your opinion. Curious.
I was thinking about that as I was watching. I think it was just the pressure. We've seen her
do amazingly
we've
well.
We've seen her doing well.
Like
but
that.
I think, and this is another time when she was, there was other time when she was very emotional, and that was during the time everyone was against her, and it was that challenge that she ended up pulling through, and she came back and like, yeah, that's right. But right before that, she was, you know what I'm saying? Because she broke down. And I think any time the focus is, because normally you're in these team challenges, right?
Right.
And so her thing is, I'm going to stand out in my team. I'm going to do well in my team. But when the focus is just on you and you have to fight for yourself, I think that has been her demise.
Mm.
And so, and this is another example where you're playing for yourself. There's no one else you can blame it on. There's no one else that, I mean, you're doing what you can for yourself. And I think just the pressure got to her, and she folded under the pressure.
I would agree. I like this show, and we've talked about a lot, and it's designed to push you to your breaking point. Mm-hmm. And if you're lucky, you don't have your breaking point while this competition's going on.
Right.
Like, as soon as you open that door and you win, you can go back in the closet and just cry and just like, yeah, I did it. But, like, she had it right there at the worst possible time.
It's like in sports. Like, you know, a big fan of basketball, and it's like you could see, you know, a player, like, kill it all season long. Like, you know, stats is out the roof, right? And then it comes, you know, playoffs. And then it comes down to the championship game. And you see that same player folding under the pressure because it's just, oh my gosh, I have to win. If I don't make this shot, like, we lose and we, you know.
Too much in your head.
And some people can rise above it and some people can't. And I think when it came down, because there was so much on the line, and those, and you realize this is the time where she was going to be eliminated if she didn't win. Same last time. Same thing. If she didn't win, she was going to be eliminated. Those are the two times that she folded the worst. Because it was so much pressure.
And I feel like it's one of those things, like, if you put it in a situation, like, three or four different times, mm-hmm. I think the outcome would be totally different. It's just like, this is just, sometimes you might actually, she could make it through. And this is just that one day, you just wake up and there's just something a little off.
It definitely wasn't. And she set herself as, you know, well, we'll get into it. But yeah, it definitely wasn't her night. So third challenge is cook whatever you want in 30 minutes. I mean, no excuse, right? Yeah. You should be able to kill this. So the best is supposed to win on this one.
Right.
Obviously, only one can win out of the three. And so Saint at least starts going in. Because she's already like this. She's already on this decline. So now we get to this last challenge. She's already, you know, feeling whatever. And so
that does not help the confidence.
It doesn't help the confidence.
Yeah.
Now she knows that if she doesn't win this, she's gone. She doesn't get a black jacket. You know, she's done. And she gets there and she doesn't even know what to make. Like, you know, Jennifer, she's like, oh, got it. I got the dish. Boom. I cook it all the time. Robin gets one thing. And then, like,
JK.
10 minutes later. But that's Robin. You know what I'm saying? That's what she's like does. But she was very confident about that second choice and switched it up. Elise was just the whole time just like, you know, and then remembering the sous chef came over. So what are you making?
Come back
to me. And normally she's not like that. No. But she just, her confidence was so done.
And then she threw all that stuff in the Vitamix.
Yeah.
It's like,
ooh. Oh, and they were already like, when they were watching and they were like, ooh, that's bad.
They kept saying one-on-one.
Like, yeah, like that's basic. Like, you should know that. But again, I think she was just doing things that she would not normally do because she was, you know, she had detached and she was just, you know, in the wind.
Could we, for one second, so we got the people hanging out in, like, the winner's room as they've won it so far.
Yes.
Like, man, that winner's room was kind of a letdown because, like, all they had was, like, foosball. Like, you know, foosball, get along with that
game.
It wasn't a pool table?
I didn't see a pool table. Oh, I saw foosball, but they had, like, drinks. They had, like, some sushi, like...
Great, but like
some stuff in there.
You can do better than foosball.
He got his feet.
Foosball.
Millie got his feet.
What about some pinball machines? Or maybe like a little sit down arcade with like Pac Man, Galaga.
I mean, they gotta be able to wheel in and out.
Okay, Frank, I'm gonna need you to write a letter.
A pinball? Yeah, it's a pinball machine is.
That's heavy.
Oh, come on now.
Foosball's light.
Oh, foosball's lame.
He said, come on now.
But I think that's what it was. I mean, they gotta move this stuff around. Foosball's light, pool table's heavy.
Get along with your pinball. Get along with your foosball.
It was a lounge, it was a black jacket lounge, not game room.
right.
So they were lounging, getting their feet rubbed and all that.
Yeah, they had a massage therapist. That was dope.
Yeah, but your foosball. Frank was
like, but if you would have gotten a black jacket, would you have been like, what is this? And walked out, or you would have stepped your little happy go jackie butt down and got your feet brushed.
Nope, I would have taken my jacket off so I quit this game. Just so you get my foosball.
Yeah,
right.
Frank wants like a comedian. Right. He wants like
he wants to be entertained in all four corners of the room. Right. Honey.
Where's my Jeff Dunham sitting out there?
That would have been hilarious if Jeff Dunham was in there doing his puppets.
I mean, and after all that pressure, you don't give a damn where they send you.
Right.
If you're they got booze and they have something, you're like, I'm in the black jacket lounge.
Oh, you saw when everybody was coming
with my
in.
They black were just jacket.
Like, man,
but you got foosball.
You would have been all right.
No, I would have been like,
anyway.
Buddy of mine was the little bartender server dude in that room.
You know him?
Yeah, I knew him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
shout out to
Jonathan Scarrett.
Hey.
There you go, man. There you go. So, yeah, we see Elise make a fatal error with the Vitamix. As we mentioned before, Robin changed her protein 10 minutes in. What did she change?
She had halibut and then
she went to lamb.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Halibut.
Yeah, she went to lamb. So she started off with how, because she's really good at fish.
But it had to be special.
Right. So I thought, I honestly thought when she did that, I was like, oh no. This is not the time.
Yeah, no, to take I didn't think anything good at that moment. I mean, neither did her I guess colleagues. Not teammates. Yeah. Her colleagues. Mm-hmm. Her more colleagues.
Those those Koopa competitions, when you change midstream, it always almost always like backfires.
Absolutely.
Like Top Chef, when they're like, oh yeah, I'm going to just do this real quick. And then.
Right. Dunzo. Or they have to start over or something like that.
Well, that goes back to the KISS system, the KISS, Keep It Simple, Stupid.
Right.
Like, for a second, I was just kind of like, no, Robin, go back to the simple.
Well, plus, I didn't.
And then it was,
what was that voice?
That's my, he wasn't ready. Yeah. No, but seriously, I was just kind of like, the reasoning that she gave in her OTF, her little interview, that did not sound convincing enough. She was just kind of like, I've never done this before, so I'm going to do it now and knock it out the park. I'm like, how are you going to knock something out the park you ain't never did before? Like, what?
And this is like the last time, like last chance you have.
I was not convinced. I was just kind of like, Lord, I was like, Jesus, take the wheel, because this is not going to be it for her.
I thought the reasoning was whack. I thought this is Robin, who hasn't been very consistent. If it was maybe a stronger chef, I'm like, okay, and they're doing it for a specific reason.
Yeah.
But she was like, oh, yeah.
She's been doing good this whole time, and now you wait till now to try something new?
Mary had a little lamb. Let's do that one. Like, she literally just pulled it out the air. Like, anyway.
It always sounds like a recipe for disaster in reality shows.
Being the best decision she made.
I've never tried this before.
Right.
But.
I'm going to do it. I got to
push. We've seen that happen. And it's either sink or swim, and they sink.
It is. It's the both extremes.
Yeah. You're either going to do exceptionally well, or you're just going to fall flat.
I honestly did not have faith that Robin was going to pull out.
She surprised the crap out of me.
Right.
And I was happy, too.
Yeah.
I was really happy for her. Yes. I like the bottom, what's it called? Bottom dogs. What's it called?
Bottom dogs?
It's not called bottom dogs. What is it?
You're talking about underdogs.
Underdogs?
Thank you. See, that's my foreign
horses
blood.
And bottom dogs.
That's my foreign
y'all
blood.
Y'all killing me.
The underdogs. Oh, wow. I'm a fan of the underdogs.
Bottom dogs. I'm going to use that.
I was going to say the dog in the back. The dog in the back.
Okay, moving on.
Shout out to the underdogs.
Shout out.
You got a fan in me.
To Robin. And
she's and the bottom dogs.
She's still on her meds, pain meds. It's okay, though. It's okay. We'll excuse it. So Robin made the lamb loin with chimichurri. Elise ended up with filet with Swiss chard and a potato puree. And you know what's interesting, though? Did he say anything bad about that puree?
He said it tastes funny. He was something funny about these potatoes.
He didn't say it was nasty. He just said it tasted
funny. Then he asked her to break it down, what she did exactly. And then when she was explaining, he was like, so you put it in the blender?
Blender?
And she was like, yeah. And he was just like,
interesting.
So that's how that unfolded.
Right.
Because he's like, something, I can't put my finger on it, but something is really wonky about this.
I think that's when he said, she's got to go.
She's got this out.
She's not here.
Yeah.
She's completely like, she's clocked out.
Done. Jennifer made scallops with and shrimp with succotash, which did not look good to me.
Why?
Like the presentation, I don't know, it just looked, it didn't look like something
it
I would want to eat.
Yeah,
very basic, very dinerish. Like,
oh, but you're not going to find that in nobody's diner.
No, but I'm saying like the presentation. Like, yeah, you don't have scallops at a diner, but just the presentation, it just looked very like plain and like, I don't know, it just didn't look elevated at all.
I agree with you. Yeah. But what diner sells scallops?
When I say diner, don't come for me.
I'm thinking Denny's, Applebee's.
No, I'm saying like diner in the sense, never mind.
Okay, sorry. My bad. I'm sure. What if some people that are listening want to know?
About what?
Where they can find some scallops at a diner.
Oh, my gosh. Presentation. That's what I'm referring
to. No, I understand.
The presentation looked like a diner. I'm not saying you can find scallops.
You can find them right at Tom's right across the street.
Anyway.
Right. See, that's what I'm saying. I need to know which diners to stay clear of. Because if you're selling scallops, I'm good.
So we get to now the eliminations. I didn't like how he did this. Maybe because I'm partial to Elise, but it was like the first one eliminated. And it's like, Elise, you got to go. And it was just like, wait, can't you just be like the winner?
It did seem like it was going to be a break or something. It just...
It should have been like the winner is, and then the two have to go.
No, but like, it's more tension when you eliminate one, and then you can milk it out.
Plus, they needed a bad person.
That's true. That's true. The bad guy had to lose. But my thing is, then after Elise is eliminated, I do like that she got to keep her jacket though. That was dope.
Yeah.
That was dope. I liked how he did that, and she went out classy. Like, she didn't go off like flashing or whatever. And she even said in post, she was just like, "Yo, it just." You know, wasn't my night. You know, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. So
and,
she understood.
And we were all in agreement. We all saw it. Right. And we all know what she's capable of.
Right.
I feel like that post-interview was probably the most real I've seen Elise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not her with her walls up, kind of like, you know, casting shade at everybody else.
Right.
It was her just like, yeah, I just didn't have it today.
Absolutely.
I was like, all right, man. It is what it is. Elise, all right. Yeah. I'm getting to see you.
Well, shout I agree.
Out.
I
shout
agree.
Out
she
making
did.
It that far.
I think it was humbling, too.
And
I think
she knew
it was very humbling. It's very humbling. Now, this is where I'm just like, these two having this cry fest. I'm just like, yo.
My favorite part, though, is when Robin says to Jennifer, I respect you as a culinarian.
wait. So I heard that. I was like, wait, is that a real word? Because I've never heard that before.
Neither
have I. Culinarian.
Culinarian? Is that a real word?
It can't be a real word.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I've never heard that word ever, like in any cooking show.
I should have looked it up. Look, you should look it up. Culinarian.
Nobody. I've never met anybody describe another.
Absolutely not. Absolutely, I have not.
I've heard culinary genius.
Right. Or culinary. Something.
Yes.
Culinary being the adjective.
But not culinarian.
Right. It's like vegetarian.
Yo, it's a noun.
Is it?
Culinarian?
Yes.
All right.
What does it say?
It says a cook, a chef.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Culinarian. Okay. Give it up to Robin. She showed up.
Y'all just think it sounds funny because it came out of her mouth?
It does.
I've never heard it before.
I've never heard it before. It sounded made up to me.
It did sound kind of.
Culinarian.
Culinarian. But yeah, it's a word. So.
Yo.
Yeah. All right.
Learn something.
You got it,
tonight.
Robin.
Yeah, Robin. I don't know.
Yo, she surprised us.
She did. Long story
Coming
short.
Out with words you don't even know. Talk
she, even after switching her protein
yes,
10 minutes in.
Like,
she ended up pulling it out. I thought, too, when it was down to the last two, I thought it was going to be Jennifer, simply because Jennifer said, I made this dish 1,000 times. Like, she was confident about her dish, whereas Robin did something, pulled something out of her booty, and was just like, oh, no, I'm going to do this lamb.
And then smashed it.
And then, yeah, killed it.
And I would have felt like, if all things being equal, he would have looked back at the season as a whole, maybe, mm-hmm. and to inform that decision.
Right.
And I feel like Jennifer has been more consistent than Robin has been over the course of the season.
Yeah.
But you could also go for who is the most improved, which is Robin.
Yeah.
And look at it that way. I think, too.
Everybody loves a good redemption.
Everybody loves a good redemption story. And I think that I personally think, you know, you can chime in, but I personally think that swayed the decision. I'm not saying that her dish was not good, but I definitely think that it was a situation where keep Robin in because she is a good redemption story.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I could see Jennifer running a kitchen for him as opposed to Robin.
Absolutely. No, I'm not saying
that
Robin should win.
Actually,
I'm not saying Robin should win. But is Jennifer the best out of who's left?
No.
So then that's what I'm saying.
So if Jennifer wasn't going to win anyway, she wasn't going to win the show anyway if they had to choose between the two of them. They were like the redemption story would trump.
Absolutely. And that's what I feel like. I feel like that's where the decision went. Again, not saying that, you know, this is what I think it was probably even. And then it came down to like, you know, okay. Because remember, he did a lot with that. He tasted it. Then he tasted it again after Elise was eliminated. Then had the sous chefs come in and taste it. So it obviously had to, unless they're just trying to be super dramatic. But but I think that that lent itself more so to the fact that it was pretty even. And so I think it came down to like, okay, it's pretty even. Who are we going to let through?
Right.
And then I think that's where the story comes into play. Because at the end of the day, this is a reality show. Let's get into predictions. We got a few minutes left.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, so we got Black Jacket time, 5 chefs left. Who's taking the whole thing?
Man.
Millie.
I feel like he is too hot and cold with me to be able to guarantee. I feel like I can't run with him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I picked my boy Benjamin. He's still in.
Mm-hmm.
but he's more of that that silent horse for now. You haven't seen a lot of him this season, either highs or lows. He's been pretty much just like in the middle.
He's too low key for me.
Right.
It's either going to be Millie or Robin is going to blow our minds.
I feel like Michelle.
She's going to blow our minds.
I think
it's Millie.
I'm going to go with Michelle. And the reason why I'm going with Michelle is because I think, even though she's the youngest, I think she's, to me, she's been the most consistent out of everyone that's left.
Do you think her age and or experience has anything to do with whether or not she could?
No, when? I don't think so, because I think that she, when she first was on her season before All Stars, she was the youngest then. And I think at that time, you know, I think she got eliminated because she was too young. She was too inexperienced. I think now, being some years now later, I think she's proven that. I mean, she was like Elise's like biggest target. You know, she was her arch nemesis. And she was able to kind of like, yeah, whatever, Elise. Like, it didn't shake her, you know, whereas Elise kind of got under other people's skin a lot. But I think it didn't shake her. And so I think that says something about her character, about how strong she could be. And I think of all that's left, I think she's the best cook out of all of them, too.
The one thing I do like is that, going back to that, the round that she won and she got the black jacket for, is that, again, throwing in those spices, something that she hadn't done this late into the competition, makes me think that she's got a couple more gears that maybe we haven't seen yet.
Sure, absolutely.
It's possible. Anything, it's going to be interesting. Possible.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm just curious to see how far Robin's going to go. Because now, I mean, black jackets always is the telltale because you have no one else to lean on.
Right.
And I think Robin's thing is then she's lent on a lot of people to help her. Hey, can you taste this? Hey, can you look at this? Does this look good? You know, because there's been a lot of times she's been unsure of herself. So it'll be interesting.
Or it could be her little Kickstarter, you know, get her little engine running, the little...
Could be.
And now she's just about to be like... Vroom, vroom.
I'm going to go Robin next episode's eliminated, then Millie, then it'll be Nick and Benjamin and Michelle in the final two.
Who in the final two?
Benjamin and Michelle.
Benjamin and Michelle. Another person who I think that's kind of flown under the radar that I think could take it is Nick.
Yes.
Nick is really just, he's not been like super stellar, but not been super sucky. So I think he's just been kind of like, but definitely under, like, he's never been put up for elimination. He's just kind of just like,
he's kind of doing his thing. Just now,
right.
Sure.
And we haven't seen, you know, him on the show, like, because I think he's also stayed out of the drama.
Yeah.
So we haven't seen him. So I think it'll be interesting. Black jackets, I mean, it's going to be interesting. But I definitely, Michelle or Nick, I think, could take it at this point. Yeah. But
and there's no place to hide now. Now that everybody's in one kitchen, that's
everybody's
it.
Not at all.
The grass is cut low.
Yes, absolutely.
See everything.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. Shout out to Robin being back. Yes.
Even though
she still had her clown suit zipped up. I mean, you
it
know,
just means I miss you so much.
Okay. Anyway, again, thank you for tuning in. We only have 3 weeks left for the season, ladies and gentlemen. So it's about to go down. Make sure you keep up with this. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me always at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Also, check out my new and improved website, stayonthemic.com. Hey, I got you. Hey, Robin, where you at?
Exclusive. It's been such an amazing evening with my two pals here. I hope to see you guys, everyone who's listening, watching, back here next week. I'm Robin with the V McSweeney, and you can find me at B Stays Busy.
Hey, all you silent horses and bottom dogs, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie.
I'm gonna put on my water. All right, y'all. Until next week, we'll see you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.